At the Tennessee Aquarium here in Chattanooga, you can learn how microplastics can impact not only our rivers, streams, and lakes, but also our oceans. What is on display is funded by a grant from the Tennessee Department of Transportation's Nobody Trashes Tennessee campaign to reduce litter across the state. Dr. Anna George is the aquarium's Vice President of Conservation Science and Education, and Mike McClanahan is the Transportation Manager for TDOT's Highway Beautification Office. Anna, Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Tell us more about this partnership.
A lot of people think Department of Transportation and Tennessee Aquarium, that seems like an unusual partnership, but actually there's quite a lot that we can do together. And one of the main areas that we work together is really on the issue of keeping our highways and our rivers and every part of Tennessee trash-free. And this is something that's really important to us at the Tennessee Aquarium. Obviously, the cleaner our rivers are, the healthier the animals that live in them are going to be. But it's also something that TDOT, of course, cares about because this is just really unsightly if you see a lot of litter along the roadways in Tennessee. And we live in a beautiful state and we need to take care of it. And so taking care of it helps us as we're driving along. We see beautiful things along the road. But most importantly, it helps all those animals because that means that trash is staying off the roadways. It's not getting washed into creeks and streams, and it's not traveling miles downstream into the ocean.
TDOT has a really lengthy history of these litter prevention campaigns. And if any of you have, or any of your listeners have been in Tennessee for a long time, we had a really famous one called Tennessee Trash that had a nice 30-year run, pretty much from the 70s, and it was remade up until the mid-90s. There's a lot of pride that goes into the roadside, the way the state looks, environmental quality, all that sort of stuff. But I'll tell you that TDOT has a really lengthy history, a vested interest in these sort of campaigns. When we were looking around to think about who we could partner with, there is just a natural fit for us and this type of programming with facilities like Tennessee Aquarium, who are really capturing their audience and displaying some of the natural things that you can see throughout the state and greater. It's a real given for us to be able to work with them, get that captive audience, get in their face about this litter prevention campaign.
And one thing that is unique about now compared to past campaigns in past years, past generations, is the threat that we know of from microplastics.
That's an emerging problem that we started working on at the Tennessee Aquarium, and others around the country are really trying to understand. We grew up learning that plastics don't biodegrade and thinking that that was a good thing of how durable they were. And the more you study them, the more you realize that, well, when they're out in the environment, when they're exposed to the sun, when they're in rivers being crashed up against rocks, they aren't biodegrading, but they're breaking into smaller and smaller bits. And those pieces of microplastics, as we call them, is anything that's like the size of a pencil eraser or smaller. And those get really confusing for animals because plastics can even pick up smells from the environment. So it's really easy for animals to confuse them for food. And this is something that's of emerging concern to us. So we had known as scientists that this is a problem for marine animals, but some recent work really let us know that we had such a huge problem with microplastics in Tennessee that they could even be a problem for river animals that we love. So the catfish, the bass, there's enough microplastic in our river that they might be posing a threat to those animals as well. So certainly it's important to know that what we viewed as that plastic bottle that, oh, that's not going to break down, that can. All of those things can break down. And that's part of why it's so important to think about what we're using, to be really thoughtful about not using single-use plastics when we can. And then when we have to use them, to make sure we're disposing of them properly, we're recycling them, or we're getting them out of the environment and into the waste stream so that they're not posing a problem to future generations.
Things are packaged a little differently than they were maybe 30, 40, 50 years ago. So there's definitely more plastic that's out there. Certainly everything that is out there that ends up on the roadside that gets littered, there is that weathering piece to it that Anna mentioned. So certainly there's more emerging sort of thing with these microplastics. There's just more plastic out there in general.
And then over the past year, we've become so aware of the problem. And, you know, we want to support our restaurants and keep them in business. But all that takeout food means that it's coming with a lot of takeout silverware, a lot of packaging, all those gloves that people were using. And again, we want people safe. We want our restaurants back in business, but we want to be really thoughtful about what we're doing with that waste and really try to avoid as much of it as we can. Maybe saying no to getting utensils at the restaurant, using our own. But if we have to take it, then let's make sure it ends up in the waste stream. It doesn't need to end up along our roadsides.
What messages are you sending? What things are you keeping in mind as you move forward with this campaign?
I think folks have really come to the realization that they're getting out there. Maybe they're traveling more. Maybe they're commuting for recreation or they're visiting the natural area. Maybe they're just commuting to work back and forth for the first time in a while. and they're seeing more of this litter out there. It's been kind of a hard landscape during COVID to try and navigate solid waste and solid waste services and how much litter has been put out there, but also picked up. We are 100% behind encouraging people as they get out, as they see stuff, as they're motivated to do something about litter, to make that maybe a personal mission for them to join a cleanup. Certainly there's a number of communities that have Keep America Beautiful affiliates, and Chattanooga, Scenic City Beautiful as the local affiliate in Chattanooga. But pretty much all of these communities have a local litter pickup program. And we would really encourage them to make contact with their county affiliate, their city affiliate, whoever that may be. And also consider adopting a highway, a 2-mile stretch of state route that we work with you on to select, make sure that it's safe, wide shoulders, low travel speed, 100% free. We just want everyone out there to be able to do their part in reducing litter that's out there. We're certainly going to be picking up. We hope that you can join us as well.
This doesn't have to be an official thing. Of course, we're happy when you join a TDOT official Adopt a Highway program, but also just keep in mind, you're out with your family for a picnic at a beautiful state park. We make it our personal family rule that we're going to leave the place cleaner than we found it. So bring on an extra bag, pick up anything you see around you. Like, let's make sure that we're really thoughtful about leaving beautiful places for others to enjoy here in Tennessee.
And for people who want more information, where can they go online? Where can they call?
For the Nobody Trashes Tennessee campaign, nobodytrashestennessee.com is the campaign website. We're also on social media, and we're pretty active there to kind of get the message out, kind of reinforce those mantras and share cleanup opportunities. So we're Nobody Trashes Tennessee on Facebook, Instagram, and also Twitter.
The Tennessee Aquarium, all the same things. We're on all the social media, of course, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, even TikTok these days. So lots of great ways to engage with the Tennessee Aquarium. Of course, please come visit the aquarium. And of course, we want our exhibits to remind you of how beautiful the natural world is and how most of them should remind you the way we'd like it to look after we're done out there recreating and enjoying them.
All right. Anna, Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.